1332.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Alder Pump Station Upgrade, project number E10359, for an estimated construction cost of $3,500,000.
And now for something completely different.
Carla, could you read item, the polled item 1326 too, which also relates to the Bureau of Environmental Services?
1326, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for payment in the amount of $300,000 for the construction of Southwest First and Madison Sewer Rehabilitation Project as part of the county courthouse project.
Mr. Fish?
Well, we have Scott Gibson to walk us through this. The other one was polled. We'll pair them up. But Scott, let's deal with them in the regular order. So we'll deal with the one that, 1332, and then we'll pick up the one that Mr. Walsh polled, and we'll do them as a team, as a tandem.
Okay. Colin, you can sit here with me and walk through the Alder Pump Station.
Yep.
All right, so good morning, City Council. My name is Scott Gibson with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I'm here today asking for your authorization to award a contract for the Alder Pump Station Upgrade Project. I have a very short presentation. I'm here to answer any questions. So this is the existing Alder Pump Station, built in the 60s. It's a concrete-style, wet-well, dry-well pump station. It's located underneath the interchange of I-5 and I-84. So you can see the structures above, the highway structures above the pump station. This pump station is in the inner southeast and is integrated with our combined sewer overflow tunnel system. In this example, you can see the large combined sewer tunnel moving underneath. And essentially what this does is pumps dry weather and storm flows back up into the system to be contained so that it avoids flowing out the outfall at outfall 30. The pump station is being upgraded to increase flows so that it better integrates with our CSO system. And it also is going to improve operations and maintenance access to the pump station. It's very difficult to get in and maintain. So the proposed construction schedule, our advertisement will be in February. Sometime in between February and June, the Chief Procurement Officer will come back with her report on the status of the procurement, and you'll see the findings for the award. Construction will start in June and continue through April of 2019. The engineer's estimate for the construction is $3.5 million. It's a breakdown of the overall budget, which is found in our CIP at $5.4 million.
Very good. Colleagues, I just want to add one thing if I could. Thanksgiving was almost a record day, and I know that we've had a very wet couple of weeks. We came very close to the all-time record for Thanksgiving, which would have been 1960, which would have been slightly over 2 inches. We came just under 2 inches. In technical parlance, it was a 25-year storm. And it is an extraordinary compliment, I think, to the big pipe, that the big pipe largely worked. In storms like that, however, it does exceed our capacity because we did not build for the 100 or 25-year storm. We built for what we normally anticipate. So we did have some overflows, 80% of which were stormwater, and were modest. But it is these kinds of investments that allow us to ensure that when we do have lots of rain, that we're able to manage the system. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay, did you want to present on item 1326 too?
If you're ready for that.
Yeah, if there's no further questions, yeah, let's go to that.
Carla's already read it into the record.
Okay, thank you. So good morning. Once again, for the record, my name is Scott Gibson. And with me is Colleen Harold, who is your project manager for the sewer elements that are to be included in the courthouse. I'll let Colleen provide some background for you. But essentially, this is an opportunity for us to complete a piece of work that was on our work program, and we found it in our best interest to do it with the courthouse construction. And I'll let Colleen take it from there.
Hi, my name is Colleen Harold. I work for BES. This project really stems from two pipes that were thrown out of, were not able to be done in one of our capital projects. We call it deferred pipe, and we typically try and defer pipe to other capital projects. We became aware of the Multnomah County Courthouse work in front of the post office and consequently in the on-ramp to the Hawthorne Bridge. So we have been working with them to write an IGA to combine the work and share the mobilization, the construction, the traffic control that would occur here. So that's what we attempted to do. Attached to the ordinance is a copy of that IGA. And I have been working closely with Multnomah County and their contractor, Hoffman, to establish a very high confidence level in that quote. So that's what we did.
So that sounds like a very smart thing to do. We had a project, they have a project, and we're doing them together to be as efficient as possible. The question I think we're going to get from the public, though, is why is $300,000 coming from us to them?
It's the cost of the scope of work we asked them to accomplish for us. That's essentially what it is. We're passing through. Their contractor provided a bid on that work. We've evaluated that bid. It's in line with what we expected. So we are going to go ahead and pay them to have their contractor do it.
And if we didn't go this route, then we would go ahead and do the work ourselves. Is that correct?
Correct.
We absolutely would. And unfortunately, because we weren't necessarily ready to bid it, we'd either need to do it at the same time they're doing their work with separate contractors, which is always complicated, or wait till after they're done with their work because they're already underway. And then we'd be tearing up brand new pavement and other things. So,
and so in light of that, is it fair to say that by entering into this IGA, we may be saving ratepayer money?
Absolutely, and minimizing the disturbance to the public.
Thank you both. Let's take testimony on either.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to testify on these items?
For the record, again, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. It's getting very difficult to approach this council. But in this instance, we decided what we would do is just put it on the record that there's $300,000 that's going to be given to the county. That's what we're doing. There's a $300 million project. It's called the Courthouse Project. And we are giving them $300,000 to do the plumbing in the basement. That's what we're doing. We're going to give it to contractors, but basically, if we didn't give it to them, they would pay for it. So therefore, we're giving it to them. It's their project. We will own nothing. The county will run that building. But we're going to give them $300,000. That would be offensive enough, except the people that are watching this on TV have to understand that this is going to come out of ratepayers. This is BES. This is not coming out of the general fund, which we can hold all of you accountable. It's just put it on the rate. Raise the rate. That's how we generate money. This was put on consent agenda. No discussion unless it's been pulled. So basically, Commissioner Fish, you were telling us you were going to charge us $300,000, and we had nothing to say about it because we wouldn't have known about it. It would have just been under the table. And that's what this council does all the time. You don't want to talk about something. You don't have good arguments. You want to do a Coke thing for a baseball player. Hey, man, let's just do it. And that's why you get F's in transparency. You get F's in responsibilities. Ladies and gentlemen, the ratepayers are going to pay $300,000 to the county who wants to build a courthouse. We have nothing to say about building of the courthouse, but we're going to get charged $300,000 in your rates. So when your rates go up, thank Commissioner Fish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is
testifying, Carla?
I didn't have sign-up sheets for those.
So let me just respond on two fronts. under the policy that I adopted, colleagues, any capital construction project of $500,000 or more now is on the regular agenda automatically, or any change order that puts us above $500,000. And I actually appreciate that we've had, from even Mr. Walsh, positive testimony about that change. The second thing is, and I just want to say facts matter, and I mean people are entitled to their views. God bless everybody and their views. But let's go back to the facts. We have a pipe that goes under this property. The pipe is in poor condition, and we identified it as a pipe in need of being replaced and rehabilitated. The fact that that a courthouse is going in gives us an opportunity to kill two birds with one stone. What we are simply doing is giving them the money that we would otherwise spend to accomplish the goal that was in on our capital list to replace and upgrade that pipe. It otherwise, no, it isn't, Joe. And that's, it doesn't become you to say that.
The courthouse
has been in project
for 40 years.
Mr. Walsh, you had your time to testify.
Actually, the location for the courthouse was picked, I believe, about within the last year and a half. But I'm not, I mean, facts matter.
There's only two locations.
No, please, Joe, please don't interrupt me. I don't interrupt you.
Yes, you do. All the time.
So, colleagues, if you have any further questions, we'd be happy to answer them. This is a straightforward matter.
Okay. So these are both first readings, so that both 1332 and 1326 move to a second reading. And we had one other item that was